237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them, Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Friends, if you'd like to jump online, the number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to be one of our friends on Facebook, you can go over there and go to Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. And if you'd like to be a personal friend and you, again, are a doer of the word and not a hearer only deceiving yourselves, please connect, folks. That's how we're going to win the day, is by coming together lawfully and resisting the tyrants in the White House. My address there is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And before I say why is that, Mr. Other Guy, and hand it off over to you, I am astonished at the blatant affronts that this administration is taking against we the people on a daily basis. It's very clear to me to see what this criminal in office is doing. He is trying to incite domestic insurrection is what he's doing. Now he's attacking DOMA. For those that didn't know, Alina Kagan, who sits on the Supreme Court, one of the Supreme Court justice, we'll call her the injustice. For those that didn't know, she is a radical lesbian. Sotomayor is an internationalist. Ginsburg's ashamed of America. And the best that you have is not the best that you need. And you, if again, as I say, if this is the best that you have, friends, this is why you're in trouble. Scalia, Kennedy, Roberts, give me a break. Friends, I don't know if everybody's aware in our country, as to those that serve we the people. It's amazing to me that the American people are under the delusion that Obama can do whatever he wants to. As I've said so many times in the past, it's almost like what? When the Democrats are in power, they can go ahead and do what they want to do. They're a law unto themselves. And when the Republicans are in power, they can go ahead and do what they want to do because they're a law unto themselves. You are absolutely incorrect in every sense of the word. They're ruled by the same laws that we are. One nation under God, common law, and the Mosaic Institution have meaning, friends. We are all ruled by law. A king is not a king that is not ruled by law. And in this country, we don't have a king. We have representatives. And these people are to be ruled by the same laws that we are. This is not normal to see 10,000 policies go through Congress every week, friends. But as the famous preacher rightly said, if you don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000. Now the man, he's attacking everything you are, America. And this isn't by chance. He's not stupid. He knows what he's been put there for. It's been said that he's a constitutional scholar. I'm trying to figure out what constitution he's talking about. Well, we know that when he was overseas, he was talking about a new world order, and this criminal said there's no other way. Just like the pedophile Henry Kissinger. Just like the Bushes. George Bush Sr. called for a new world order over 212 times from the presidential pulpit, and you, America, fell for the fact that he was a Christian man? Do you not understand what they're calling for? Out of chaos, we can create a new world order, said George Bush Sr. And then what happened during George W. Bush? How's that terrorism working out for America today, friends? It's working for a global union. It works for government. It doesn't work for the people, friends. It's a tool, as I shared with you yesterday. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Told us, and who told us that? James Madison, the father of our Constitution. Who would know better than one that fought off a tyrant as to how they operate, what they do, what their procedures are? But I am absolutely amazed, friends, today, if it's not enough to know that he advocates the murder of innocent babies in the womb, it's now to know and see, right before your eyes, now he's attacking marriage. The states have already decided it, but the Supreme Court picks and chooses as to what the president is beginning to promulgate or propagandize the American people with, so they get right behind it. There's nothing to negotiate. It's common sense. Friends, they're trying to implement European governments, which destroys we the people. This individual is there to usurp the Constitution of the United States. He's not there to ensure the rights, as Thomas Jefferson said. He's doing the exact same, the opposite. Now he's attacking the family, friends, through DOMA. Defense of Marriage Act? There should be no Defense of Marriage Act, friends. God created the institution of marriage between a man and a woman, and it's not a state issue. It's a church issue, friends. But this man, the American people, are under the delusion that this is okay for him to do that. We have one constitution, friends, not three. And as Benjamin Rush said, I'm not an aristocrat and I'm not a Democrat. I'm a Christocrat. And that's what America is, 78% of you claim to be. Then stand up and fight for your rights, friends. At the end of the second hour, we're going to talk about just how America is doing that. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, at the top of the hour, hour two, we're going to have Troy Newman, Operation Rescue. Friends, you want to know how you get the job done?
Yep.
Speaking of abortion, you had a lot of people thrown in jail for their violations of the law in the abortion industry, and it's great stuff. I started talking to him for about 5 minutes yesterday, or the day before, one of the two, and I just said, Troy, that's good. I need to get you on the radio on Saturday. So we're going to bring him up on the top of the second hour. I want to make another point before I give it to you, Jay, because I promised I'd give this over to you. We got an email this week, friends, and this is what it said. And I'm not making fun of the individual that actually wrote this to us in any sense of the word. But I just want you to hear, how do I say it? It's sheer ignorance.
This is the product of the modern gospel.
Yes, this is exactly right, because this is what happens. These are kind of letters that we get when people listen to what their pastors have to say. Listen to what it said. It said, I heard you talk recently about a Bible passage, the one that talks about if you are a true Christian or if you are a Christian and you do not do anything or think that God wants you to just sit back and let God do all the work, you have not read your Bible. Well, faith without works is dead. Grace says, live and do this. The law says, do this and live. Now, if you're spiritually illiterate, you're not going to get that. Another way of saying this is, I do the things that I do because I am saved. I know what I'm saved for because I know what I've been saved from. I go back to the letter. I'm having trouble finding the passage wherein it mentions that God wants you to work for what is right and fight the evil. You have got to be kidding me. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. I am having trouble finding the passage wherein it mentions that God wants you to work for what is right and fight the evil. What did Christ die for? I mean, I can spend 2 hours on this very topic. This is incredible. Can you help me? I need to send this passage out to many of my relatives. Now, again, I'm not making fun. But, folks, Moses, the meekest man alive, was sent to the face of Pharaoh as a judgment unto Pharaoh. Daniel was thrown in the lion's den because he would not follow the king's illegal decree, Darius. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they stood up against Nebuchadnezzar because they would not bow down and serve his false god. What about angel breaking Peter out of jail? Peter and apostles, we ought to obey God rather than man. What about Paul and Silas, an earthquake? God sends forth the jailbreak.
What about the Hebrew midwives who disobeyed Pharaoh?
What about John the Baptist pointing out the evils of King Herod? What about Jesus calling Herod that fox? Go tell him. With the authority that the Son of Man has, go tell that fox. A prophet's not going to die in Jerusalem. Go tell that fox. I'm not going anywhere. Go tell that fox what I'm doing. Go tell him. What about the prophets of God who were sent to hew them in half? What about Jeremiah who went to the face of the king and of the high priests? You have it completely backwards, America. And I'll tell you why. Because your pastors are not preaching the Word of God. Protestant has meaning. Let me remind you of this. Protestant. You are called to be the light of the world. You are to overcome evil with good. Common sense.
If the purpose of the church is not to confront evil, then what is the purpose of the church? I'm trying to figure this out. Why do we have a church? Why do we have righteousness? Why do we have judgment? Why do we have any of those things?
Take it to the natural. Why do we have government?
Exactly. To restrain from sin. And what did Christ come to the earth to do?
That's exactly what our forefathers said. The problem is they don't know what sin is. Sin is the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4.
Yep.
That's his moral law.
That's right.
This is elementary Christianity, friends. Yeah. I just seen this laying on the table. Hey. I said I had to read this on the air.
Yeah.
Wow!
I would say those that are non-Christians, the devils even understand, what is the purpose of the church? It's always the good guy. When you see a police officer who's walking on the side of the law, you say, hey, there's a good police officer. He's there for our good. So is Christ. It's no different in this
course.
Earth.
Of course. He was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. James Buchanan, let me put President James Buchanan rightly said, there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. Boy, why would he say something like that? He knew something, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah,
he knew the common sense law of nature. God is stable. He's the only stability we have.
And
man,
that's great,
not
too. Laws of nature and nature's God. What does nature teach you, friends? What's right and what's wrong? It does.
Yep.
And that's why God gave you conscience. That means with knowledge.
That's right. And then even more so, a step further, where the law of nature is, where nature has corrupted itself, God comes up and says, well, there I am, perfection and redemption.
Yeah.
So he offers the solution.
Let me go back to this letter. The pith and marrow of a letter like this shows you that those are in the pulpit.
Yes.
They're hirelings.
That's
friends,
the fruit of
they've taken
gospel.
The teeth out of the lion.
Yep.
They've taken the horns off the bull.
And they will be devoured.
They've taken the authority away from the church.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, the professed church,
right.
Not the church.
That's right. The professed church.
And this is what you have. The church, these hirelings have taught you to be a bunch of antinomianists and anarchists.
Yep.
To hate the law.
Yep.
In other words, this is what it comes to. Because you obey God and you love God, because you obey because you love, they have taught you that that's legalism.
Yep.
It's nowhere in the dictionary, friends. Webster's 1828. You can't find it. They've got it completely backwards. These people, these hirelings from the pulpit have taught you to disobey law. That's there for our good. Liberty is within the confines of law. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Where there is no law, there is no liberty, said Benjamin Rush.
Okay.
That's also in Romans 3,
yep.
In essence.
The Bible,
wow!
The Bible says very plainly, I'm going to go to the works aspect because I just read something by Martin Luther. The Bible says in James 2:17, even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. In other words, it doesn't exist. There's no salvation. You're a dead, empty carcass. You're good to nobody. Not God, not even yourself.
Jake, the professed church in America today has now conventions. They have meetings, friends, as to should they do the works.
Should we?
Well, let me ask you, do you want to eat tonight? Well, then you have to go get a job, right? It's common sense.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't want to eat tonight, then guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Don't work. It's common sense.
Yeah, it is.
Faith says, if I'm thirsty, I go up and grab the glass, fill it with water, and drink it.
That's a natural law.
It's common sense.
Yep. It's just a natural law. When you don't have any oxygen, you breathe in. Martin Luther said, this is a question people would bring to him. Doesn't faith justify and save us without works? Yes, that's true. But where is your faith, is what Luther responds.
That's right.
How does it show itself? Faith must never be useless, deaf, dead, or in a state of decay, but it must be a living tree that bursts forth with fruit. That's the difference between genuine faith and false faith. Where there's true faith, it will show itself in a person's life.
And guess what? We can see this all across the country. For example, this ministry is all over the country. And, you know, it's something that you hear is very rhetorical. It falls on deaf ears because I know that they're empty hearts that say things like this. But we'll pray for you. Be filled, be warmed, be about your business. Yeah. But we're not going to supply your need. Well, that's fine. Well, that's you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. And it's the same thing. It just comes to this. Common sense. I'm appalled. I'm embarrassed. And I'm not being demeaning, but this mentality, this is what you're up against, friends.
That's the mentality.
This is why you are where you're at today, because the professed church of America does not their job. They don't preach out against sin. That's why I'm getting in trouble all the time. I'm doing their job for them.
That's the same group of people that crucified Christ. People ask
totally.
Me a lot. When
we have no king
events.
But King Caesar.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, well, take him as your king and see what he's going to do to you. When we do events, people say to us, well,
you know, I would like to put you in touch with such and such church or this church or the youth pastor or
that's
this
the
church,
problem.
I step back and I chuckle in myself. Yes. And I think you just don't even. It's not worth explaining.
Don't even waste your time. You learned that one a long time ago. Folks, the problem has been after doing 341 high schools. You know who the problem has been? The professed church.
That's right.
The greatest ally the abortion industry has is the professed church.
Yep. Just like
the greatest ally the homosexuals have today is the professed church. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. You know real Christianity by the trouble that they get into. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. And if you think me waking somebody up at 3 o'clock in the morning with a bright flashlight in their eyes isn't going to offend somebody, you might want to read the Bible because it does offend. And that's what the light of the world does, is it exposes darkness. James Wilson said, without liberty, law loses its nature and its name and becomes oppression. Without law, liberty also loses its nature and its name and becomes licentiousness. Awesome. Exactly. Awesome. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You eat the fruit of your own ways, friends. And again, if you want to sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. We're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit about... Well, we had Carol on this week, Carol Everett on this week, who worked inside of the abortion industry. I'm going to play a couple clips for you, folks, just to let you know what's going on in the abortion industry. Pretty appalling stuff. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff, from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
One of the high five three radio stations that just picked us up this last week, KBSR 1490 AM, Billingston, or Billings, I'm sorry, Montana, KHDN 1230 AM, Hardin, Montana, KYLW 1450 AM, Lockwood, Montana. Jake, aren't you from Montana?
Got that right.
Wow.
Born, but not raised, but born there.
Gotcha.
Lived there twice.
Catherine Booth, the wife of William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, the original folks, completely opposite of what you see today, said, "Opposition, it's a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along comfortably together, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world is not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful to God and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, not some, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. You say, we should be getting into endless turmoil? Yes. Think not that I come to send peace on earth, said Christ. I came not to send peace, but a sword." How does that fit for you, some of you lukewarm professed Christians out there?
Is that in the Bible?
Yeah, exactly. Have you seen it in there somewhere or what? Now, folks, at the beginning of the week, what we did is we had Carol Everett, who was inside of the abortion industry, in the late 70s up until the early 80s, who got saved. She really did, and she's an awesome lady. And we had some conversations with her as to some of the things that were going on inside of the clinics illegally. And I'm going to play a piece for you right now where she actually talks about botched abortions. It's about a two-minute piece, but listen carefully, friends, as we sit back, well, just think about it, friends. We went to bed last night, and 3,700 babies were murdered in the womb on our watch. That's equivalent to 57 million babies. That is the, again, the equivalent of 18 states in population in the United States that the American people, again, we know how important that basketball game is, or that football game is, or that hockey game is. But we need to put things into perspective here, friends, because until we right the wrongs and put a stop to abortion in this country, there's nothing that's going to be righted. We have a moral issue going on in our country, friends, and we need to right the wrongs. We better find ourselves in agreement with God, because it's been said, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. But here's Cal Everett talking about botched abortions.
We had one girl, 22 years old, a model, who danced in, jumped up on the table, laughed at the doctor that she didn't wear underwear. She was 22 weeks pregnant. We put her on the table. Now, there's a maneuver called a Hansen's maneuver. Now, the doctor may do it himself, or someone may do it, but I did it for the big baby, two of our big baby abortions. I held the babies, and you say the head's here, the feet are here, the buttocks are here, and you gently push the baby down into the instruments. And the first time this doctor went in, he pulled out omentum. That's the lining to the intestines. He literally perforated her uterus and was pulling her bowel out her uterus with the very first time he went in with the instruments. And the second time he went in, he pulled out her bowel and he pushed it back in, live baby, woke the woman up, put her in my car, because it's terrible, terrible advertisement to think about having an ambulance in front of an abortion clinic. You just don't want it. So we put her in my car, and we didn't take her to the hospital nearest us. We didn't take her to the hospital that would take the best care of her. We took her across town to a hospital that would help us cover up what we'd done. And this surgeon is taking this girl, who has a perfectly complete baby inside her, with her pulled out her vagina, upstairs to the operating room. Seven doctors operated on that baby, on that girl. They had to do a colostomy to resection her bowel to empty into this bag. They pulled the baby out. He rolled it into the disposable drapes and put it into the incinerator at the hospital. All seven of those doctors falsified the records. We kill that baby that way. The doctors falsified the records. We told that girl she had an abdominal pregnancy, and she didn't sue us.
Did you hear that, friends? Is there anything upright about this?
Not a thing.
Not a thing. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. It was God that said, thou shalt not kill. Yet this government advocates the murder of 3,700 babies a day in the womb, and the American people sit down and allow it to take place. Shame on you. Where's the church? Where are they at? Is it not their job to stand up against murder, namely the innocent in the wombs? No, we're not supposed to get involved with politics, saith the hireling at the pulpit, because he wants to make sure he doesn't offend anybody that had an abortion. I thought it was his job and his obligation before God in heaven to point out sin. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but Scripture tells me that that's his purpose. The Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Spurgeon was right. The Prince of Preachers, when he said, God never sends a man that doesn't trouble consciences. Now he's not accepted in the professed church in America if he does trouble consciences. Now you have the effeminates at the pulpits. Not all. You know, you talk to 9 out of 10 of them, oh, we just don't want to talk about that here. Yeah, I know we don't want to get involved in politics. Yep. Now, really what it comes down to, friend, is you don't want to be responsible before God because you, sir, have never repented for your sin before a just and holy God. Because when you understand what Christ died for, you'll let nothing desecrate the purpose of the crucifixion. Nothing. Dante was right when he said the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who remain in neutral. In times of great moral crisis, that's different.
In other words, I don't have an opinion on this.
No,
moral crisis. It's right now, the heat of it's right now, but I just don't have an opinion on it.
We don't want to get involved. You know, but it was a good thing someone got involved when you were born.
Yep. That's the only reason you were born.
Someone stood in the gap then, right?
It's the only reason you were born. You know, you spoke of
Christ. What's wrong with America, man? What is the situation? What are we up against? Why are we subject to a tyrant? Because you are empowering him. You are emboldening criminals to do what they do on a daily basis because you didn't stand up against his first violation of law.
So he becomes a law unto himself, and this is why. This is why he's allowed, why he's tolerated to be a law unto himself. Because the people...
Obama's not the bad guy here, friends. The American people are the bad guys and bad girls for allowing him to do what he's doing, because that's not why he's been put there. He is so far out of scope, his scope of authority, it sickens me.
People are a law unto themselves. That's why they allow a criminal in office to be a law unto himself. Because, oh, we can't take it another step further. I got an email this week from a gentleman who is actually a military veteran. His name's Craig Weaver. He said, simple but effective, because Bradley's last column is how to shut down a tyrant. And after seeing the price of freedom, speaking of being in an assembly setting, this is our tech start this week on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, the entire room is immediately captivated with a new love and respect for America and the laws of our constitutional republic. They will also no longer tolerate anyone, especially tyrants, who would attempt to desecrate those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Craig is one of those people, and he speaks of himself and some of his buddies who fought in Vietnam. My father was in World War II and died in Korea, he said. We can trace our family back to the Concord Bridge and Bunker Hill. This is a family who has fought for liberties day in and day out. They understand the price of it. It cannot end now, not with this generation, but unless the pulpits come afire, we are spiritually leaderless. It is our duty. So he doesn't say, well, we just don't have leaders. He steps up to the plate and says, it's our duty.
Thank you.
Before God to stand between evil and our families, the weak and the defenseless. God bless you and your marriage. No, God bless you as well, Craig, because you're taking that.
That's right.
You hear faith.
Yeah.
You hear what the word says, and you act on it.
If you see the light and you hear my faith, don't point the finger and say, hey, why don't you do this? No, God shed his grace on you that you might see it and take responsibility to right the wrongs.
That's why you see it.
That's the whole purpose.
We spoke of yesterday. A young man is drowning in a pool in front of you. You don't get on the phone and say, hey, I'm watching this guy drowned. You go save him. That's common sense.
Yeah.
You don't look at the problem. Well, he's got a blue shirt on. Ooh, he just dunked underwater. He got back up. You go save him. You don't exploit it and talk about it like talking heads do these days.
But, you know, what we hear today is that, well, it's not my kid.
Yeah, that's right.
Just let him drown.
It's not my kid. Hey, the law says I can't go get him, right?
That's right.
I can't go stop him. I mean, there's lifeguards. That's what they're supposed to do. That's a little bit too much into law enforcement's duty.
That's their job.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm going to stand on the shore. I'm going to pray for that little boy.
No, hang on a second. I got to go home and get on internet, man. And there's some great porn.
Great porn, man.
Great stuff.
Yep.
I appreciate it. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Tell me I'm not telling you the truth.
That's what's happening.
That's exactly what's happening.
If it wasn't, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in right now in this country. We would not be. Because criminals, namely those in office, they have the spotlight and the cameras rolling 24-7, would be terrified to commit any acts of injustice against the people.
Well, what did Thomas Jefferson say? When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. That's what our forefathers told us.
The Bible clearly says, for when thy judgments are on the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. And in righteousness there will be peace, prosperity, everything else that's a benefit of. But verse 10 says, let favor be shown to the wicked. Oh, we're going to pray for him. We're going to invite him to church.
Blessings.
We're going to send him Bible verses.
Jake, wave them flags.
That's right. We've got to wave a flag for the president.
Yes. Let the false prophets come in and say peace, peace when there is no peace.
Oh, bless
Let them set the people at war with God when they cry peace.
Because the camels are coming and they're going to bring the treasures.
The camels are here.
They're already here?
Meh.
Oh, well, that's why we can't protest. Because the camels are here. We need to unload the camels. The Lord says, let that favor be shown to the wicked. He will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, he will deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord.
That's right. That's exactly right. How do you put the fear of God into a criminal? Show them the consequence.
That's right.
Soft judges produce hardened criminals, friends. In America, you are so soft on crime. That's why he continuously breaks the law on a daily basis. Good for you. All right. We're going backwards. All right. He's going forward, and you're going backwards. All right. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you're as angry as I am, give us a call. 1-877-807-9977.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I strongly recommend Sons of Liberty. Jake and Bradley are very knowledgeable men that have a vast understanding of the fundamental foundations of our country and what our forefathers' intentions were to maintain our liberties and constitutional freedom.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Okay, now here's the deal, folks. If you're as angry about what's going on in your country, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Just keep it clean. Thomas Jefferson again said, "And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God?" Amen. "That they are not to be violated but with his wrath. Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever." No, friends, we're seeing that it's wide awake. Yep. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28.
And he shines these things on us so that we can react and do the justice that he requires.
Let me take the knife and turn it a little bit. Friends, 1-877-807-9977. You prove my point. I don't want no emails, friends. I get them all day long. We love you, Bradley. We love the Sons of Liberty. This is my favorite radio program. Let people hear what you have to say. 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. I'm going to play another piece from Carol Everett, who used to be within the abortion industry. At the top of next hour, I'm going to have Troy Newman from Operation Rescue tell you how to get the job done. Friends, justice is the guardian of liberty. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Not the new version of justice. Not the new version of European law. Not the new version of, well, Obama said so. This is tyranny, friends. Yeah. Isn't this what the Sons of Liberty did, Jake? Was wake up the colonies and tell them how their rights have been violated and what to do because their rights have been violated? Stand up. Folks, your backs are already up against the wall. You've already been painted into the corner by your conservative talking heads. How's that working out for you?
Yep.
Because they won't hit the real issues. Well, this administration dismantles your military, demoralizes your family, attacks your children. Literally, he is.
Yep.
Through abortion. I'm going to go back to Carol Everett real quick, and I'm going to play a piece. This is on abortions taking place on little girls that weren't even pregnant. Through deception, friends. They were taking their money, though, weren't they? Go ahead, Carol Everett, friends.
To a chart on the wall and say this is a positive test and this is a negative test. And if it's positive, we trained our people to reach over and grab the bony part of her elbow and squeeze. And you see, she's confused. She's hurting. She's just gotten this news that she's pregnant. And she's upset. So you grab the bony part of her elbow and squeeze to get her attention and say, if you have your money, we can take care of this right now.
They did a pregnancy test. They said it was positive. And they asked me, did I have the money?
They told me if I didn't have it that day, that I would have to come back and it would cost more money because I was right at the 13-week point.
You see, we knew if she went home and talked about it, her support system might help her and might tell her abortion wasn't the answer. But if she just did it right then, it was taken care of. But a certain percentage of those pregnancy tests are negative. They're not all positive. And remember, it costs the same amount of money to get a non-pregnant one in as it does a pregnant one. So if her test was negative, we had a different sales technique. We said, this test is negative. But you know, this test is not sensitive enough to pick up a very early pregnancy. You could still be pregnant and this test would be negative. And you want to know for sure today, don't you? And she would say yes.
So
we'd say, okay, we have another test we can do. We will just do this sonogram. And we put her on that table as I could put any man, woman, or child on that table.
Oh,
and I could find a pregnancy. You see, all you have to do is find a blob. And everyone's abdomen has a blob. And this girl doesn't know what a pregnant uterus looks like versus a negative one. So you just find a little blob in the abdomen. You flip it around and say, see there, there it is, you're pregnant. She's shocked. She grabbed the bony part of her elbow and say, if you have your money, we can just take care of it tonight.
We know of one 16-year-old who was told she was pregnant. They did an abortion on her. You don't see what they take out. There was no baby there. And she committed suicide. And in the investigation, they got her papers and had no PT or not pregnant.
So she committed suicide.
Oh, well. Just somebody's kid.
Yep.
No big deal. So some people think that I'm like, you're being facetious, though I am. You know, we were talking at the beginning of the week, friends. I'm amazed people aren't angry about what's going on. They're angry when it comes to their wallet, but they're not angry when it comes to the innocent. As long as it doesn't affect them. I was saying at the beginning of the week, I'm amazed at what this criminal is allowed to do. And then I started to think, what kind of a mindset would advocate these sort of crimes? As long as you have your money, as long as you have your money, as long as you have your money, as long as you have your money. It has nothing to do with the people. And this is what we're responsible for before God. No, but what I said is, I thought about it overnight and I thought to myself, it's not so much what the criminal's doing because he's only allowed to do it. I came back the next day on the radio and I started thinking to myself, what kind of people would allow an administration to do the things that he's doing today? But yet I get these emails all day long. Folks, thousands of them a week, literally. Brad, do you see what they're doing? Brad, do you see what they're doing? Brad, do you see what they're doing? Yeah, do you see what they're doing? Let me ask you, what are you doing about what they're doing? You don't need to sit down and see what the new thinking is that they're going to do to you, America. How about 312 million people stand up and deal with the administration lawfully? And let them understand their proper role in representing we the people. Remember, they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, not from their puppet masters or their special interest groups. See, folks, the nation will be turned into hell that forgets God.
Yeah.
And the Lord said in Psalm 50, consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. What's happening? He who does not bellow out the truth when he knows the truth makes himself the accomplice of liars and forgers. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Patrick Henry when he said that they forge your chains. Folks, it goes further than just forging your chains. Rest assured, you're dealing with an administration that's calling for a new world order. Iran's calling for a new world order. Russia's calling for a new world order. They're all doing this together, friends, with the use of terrorism. You need to think. You need to read your Bibles.
And
when you read your Bibles, you're going to understand. Wait, it's real simple to understand what's going on. Yes, it is. This country can't be destroyed from without, friends. We can only be destroyed from within. And if we falter, just like Abraham Lincoln rightly said, it will be our faults, nobody else's. President Garfield said something very similar to that. The fault lies at the people.
Yep, the people are responsible for the conduct of their Congress, of their representatives. If they be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it's because the people are ignorant, reckless, and corrupt. Or they tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Amen.
The Bible says in Micah 2:1, woe unto them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds.
Lawlessness.
When the morning is light, they practice it. They sit up and think about it. That's who we're dealing with here. These aren't people that will be converted in their mind.
No. They know what they do.
They stay up because, this is what the Bible says, because it is in their power. And when you look up that word power, it means strength, power, deity, and politically. It's in the power of their hand. Thus saith the Lord, behold, against this family do I devise an evil from which you shall not remove your neck. He's not just talking about the leaders there, folks. He's talking about the people that allow the leaders.
Yeah. America will never be destroyed from the outside, said Abraham Lincoln. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. That's right.
We're representative government. Yeah. There's no other logical explanation.
There really isn't. There really isn't. And it gets really... I would rather talk about bringing forth a resolve as to what the issues are that are at hand, rather than just talking about how we're losing battle, because I don't believe America is losing the battle.
Yeah. Just need to charge these people to get up to do it. Right now, we got on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, every sheriff in Florida pledges to protect the Second Amendment rights. And we get a comment right after that, because we were just in Florida touring. Rudy Miller was actually saw Bradley speak. He said, I suggest everyone, in capital letters, talk to your local sheriff. Yeah. We made it happen here, you can too.
Yeah, we'll talk about that second hour, but we're going to don't get people too excited here, Jake. All right.
That is on the Facebook. I want you excited about our Facebook.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why we're getting all these emails all day long, but the phone calls, man, you guys are acting like the left that you tolerate, friends. 1-877-807-9977.
Get in.
If this spirit shall ever be so far debased as to tolerate a law not obligatory on the legislature as well as on the people will be prepared to tolerate anything but liberty. That's right. How do you do that? Through demoralization. Mm-hmm. You demoralize, friends. That's how you destroy a people. Right. You demoralize them. You demoralize them. You demoralize them. Why? Because if they lose their virtue?
Yep.
Guess what? You're going to be standing there ready to give up to the first tyrant that demands your obedience.
That's exactly right.
By subjugation.
And you put yourself there. Hey, where's the noose? I want it around my neck.
Friends, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Troy Newman, Operation Rescue. We'll take these phone calls when we come back. Got a hard break going up. Well, we're going up against hour two right now. I'm excited because we got some good stuff coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.